He doesn't think anything is wrong with him. I look at him and all I can see is wrong stuff, but to him, it's nothing.
This woman asks that her name not be used. Her husband suffers from male attention, learning, listening, and retention deficit syndrome, otherwise known as Mallard's.
He thinks everything is okay. That's the really awful part of this.
Well, what made you suspicious that he had Mallard's?
Well, I would tell him things. Bits of information. Stuff I wanted him to do. Things from my day, you know? And he sat there with his head bobbing, saying, "Yes, honey. Yes, honey. Yes, honey." But 10 minutes later, he had no idea what I had said.
A man with Mallard's thinks he's got nothing wrong with him, but in fact, he hardly hears a word his wife says, and he retains nothing.
Dr. Arnold Hoover is an internist at Stoic Gentlemen's Hospital.
Well, we see an endless parade of fellows who come in complaining they feel just fine. They don't know why they're here. So I sit them down and I ask them, "What was the last thing your wife said to you?" And they can't tell me.
This pleasant middle-aged man named Jim is a patient of Dr. Hoover at Stoic Gentlemen's Hospital.
Well, it really rocked me when Arnold asked me that question. I thought I had a great memory, but he kept asking me question after question. What's her favorite color? What did she order last time he went to a restaurant? What was the last big purchase she made that was just for herself? You know, stuff she's told me about. But I didn't have any of that information. Not really a bit of it.
And then I asked him, who were the running backs for the 1968 New York Jets?
Well, of course, that's Matt Snell and Emerson Boozer, and then it kind of hit me, you know, because I don't live with Matt Snell or Emerson Boozer, and I haven't seen or heard anything about them in more than 30 years. And my wife, I'd see her just about every day.
Dr. Hoover concluded that Jim suffers from Mallard's, male attention, learning, listening, and retention deficit syndrome. His wife, the woman who asked that her name not be used, says she was relieved at the diagnosis.
Well, at least it had a name. Something we could put a finger on, something we could call it.
And did knowing about the disease help Jim get over it?
He told you his name?
Jim? Sure.
Oh, he was supposed to ask that his name not be used, just like me. Didn't he say that?
No, he just said, "Hi, I'm Jim. Call me Jim."
Oh, no, I told him. I said, "Don't use your name or make up a name like Horace or Harold. I might as well be talking to the wall. Do you see what I'm up against?"
None of this surprises Dr. Hoover.
Once a man has Mallard's, I'm afraid it's a long road back. It's not a matter of taking a drug or being in simple therapy. Essentially, he's got to learn to think again.
Well, Doctor, what causes Mallard's?
We really don't know, but we've got some preliminary study results that suggest it begins at marriage. But is marriage the cause, or is it a trigger, or is it simply a coincidence? We're still trying to figure that out.
When we were dating, he was so sweet. He was always thinking about me, always doing nice things for me, very attentive. And so many of my friends tell the same story, you know? Not about Jim, him, but about other guys. And then things change. I think they ought to look at the food additives and colorings that are common in the wedding cake, you know? Something fries their brains. Really.
I'll tell you, bud, I know they have a name for it and all kinds of doctors who say it's a problem, but I don't get it. I think it's all in her head that she thinks I'm brainless, really. I'm very smart. I'm plenty sharp. She just won't accept that, that's all, so.
She?
Yeah, you know, my wife, person.
Male attention, learning, listening, and retention deficit syndrome. Even those who are experts in the disease say they've just scratched the surface.
I think Mallard's is one of the major engines of strife and despair in today's marriages, really.
Whoops.
Oh, forgive me, I thought I'd turn that off. Pardon me a moment. Hoover here. Oh, hello, dear. Darling, could I call you back? I'm conducting an interview here. 5 o'clock? Tickets to what? Today? Are you certain? Well, just a moment, dear. Pardon me just a moment here, won't you? Thank you very much. No, no, darling, it's not that I wasn't listening to you.
The heartbreak of ballads.
They have an intermission, don't they?
Awareness is no defense. It can strike anyone. There is so little we know. And even when we know something, there is so little we know.
Are you certain I said I'd go?
Mudbuck reporting.
I'm sorry, dear. I've forgotten who we're talking about.